Thank you for calling customer service, your local handyman, JT Jackson. How may I help you?
Sorry. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry.
That's the whole point of it.
I am calling because I would like a refund.
All righty. Can I get your zip code, ma'am?
Sure, it's 16601.
Thank you kindly. And can I get your first and last name?
Melissa Mickey, MC.
Thank you kindly. All righty. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify your email? I mean, not email, your billing address?
It's 609 North 7th Ave, Altoona, PA.
Cool beans. All righty. So I am at your account and you want a. And you said you want a refund?
Yes.
All right, let me see here. Right. Hold on. I'm gonna put you on a brief hold while I document your account, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. I'm looking at the notes on that have been documented on your account, and it appears you didn't call back before April 2nd to get your refund. I'm
Which
gonna
I
see.
did,
Well, I
and I
guess.
was told that there was nothing to cancel.
Well, it seems
And
that
then,
someone canceled your keto, all through your keto, your keto cleanse and keto ascend. So those were canceled. Let me talk to my supervisor just one second.
okay.
One more second, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, ma'am,
Hello?
All right, so looking back, apparently since your account's already canceled, and the charges are valid, I can't issue a refund because that's dealing with the bank, and I can't really do that because I can't temporarily charges because that would be a federal crime.
Well, let me talk to someone that can.
You can
You
dispute it
my
with your
card.
you
You
can
guys
dis
charged my card, you are able to put the money back on the card.
You'll probably have to talk to your bank. You have to talk to them about it. But no one here in customer service can really do anything about it because that would be tampering, and that would be a federal crime, ma'am.
Well, then someone in your company is able to do it. Put me in contact with
She
them.
just What was that, ma'am? You had broken up a little
Oh, I said, well, someone in your company will be able to, so get me in contact with them.
Let me see. Let me talk to my supervisor real quick. Well, ma'am, I'm not more than capable, but I'm pretty capable to see if I can handle with it. But I don't think my supervisor can really still mess with the charges.
Okay, well, someone can. That's what I'm saying. So get me in contact with whoever can mess with the charges. Your company is fully capable of taking
I'm in customer
the
service.
charges
I don't.
out.
No, I mean, I don't have the number, and our company can take the charges out. That's because you put your card info in, but we can't just go back into it because then that would be, since it's already canceled, we can't go back into it. Your card's no longer in our system anymore. That's why we can't,
Okay.
that's why we can't tamper with it or get with it, and you have to go to your bank because once we cancel your account, your card number is gone.
But you keep all the other information.
Yes. We keep the address and your name just in case if billing something got shipped to you, you haven't gotten it, you've been waiting for it, and this helps prevent other people from trying to get into your get your debit card or credit card information.
Can I talk to your supervisor?
I'm more than capable, I do believe, ma'am.
I appreciate it. I know I don't have any money. The fucking people that I bought those pills from just took $200 out of me. Yeah, they can't help me. Which Debbie said, oh, yes, they absolutely can. They just don't want to do it. And she sent me the paperwork. I mean, because she works at a bank. She knows this shit. That's what she did.
Okay, ma'am. I'm transferring you now to my supervisor. Before I do so, where did you see the ad for our pills, our keto supplements?
Facebook.
Facebook. Thank you much. All right, I'm transferring you now. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.